Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me this morning as we continue our devotional study of Paul's letter to the church in Colossae, to the believers in Colossae, because church is not a building. Church is people. In fact, it took 200 years for the early Christians, the early church, to get the idea to build a church building. For the first 200 years of the church's existence, they understood that the church was people, God's people gathered together, whether it was in a home, whether it was in a public building, wherever it may be. If it was in an open field, the church was God's people gathered together. And so Paul's letter to the church in Colossae is his letter to the people of God in Colossae. And because God's truth is eternal, it is very relational and relevant to our lives today. Now, today we're going to be reading Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And our theme today is dead to sin, alive to God. And if you're following along in the devotional commentary called Complete in Christ, which I authored and published a few years ago, and it is available on Amazon, it's on page 104, and it's day 32, dead to sin, alive to God. And in verses 5 and 6 of chapter 3, Paul says, "Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience." Now, this whole passage is going to be very instructive in how to live a godly life in this fallen world in which we live. Now, in the previous verses that we have looked at, Paul laid out the position of the believer who is in Christ. Last week, we looked at verse 3, where he says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." And there are many great blessings and benefits of a life that is in Christ, which you are if you put your faith in him. Well, he now, in this passage, is going to emphasize the fact that our position in Christ must become a reality in our daily practice. In other words, our condition must rise to match our position. We have a legal position in Christ. In our legal position, we are holy. We are God's children. God sees us through the blood of Christ. That is our position. However, he's now working on our condition. And he wants to lift our condition up to our position that we have in Christ. By way of illustration, it is like the couple who has just been pronounced husband and wife. And the minister says, "You are now one. You are now one flesh." Well, that is a legal fact. But now that legal fact of being one must be worked out in real life. Similarly, our legal position in Christ must now be worked out in our daily life, and we must grow in grace so that our condition comes to reflect our position in Christ. Now, in this passage, Paul's going to give us some instructions of how to move in that direction. And he tells the Colossians in this passage to put to death your members, referring to the members of their physical bodies that have been the instruments of sin. It is the same idea as Romans 6:11, where Paul tells the Roman believers to reckon yourselves dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word reckon in this verse, where he says reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, that is an accounting term in Greek. And it means to account it as so. Write it down in your book. Account it as so. That you are dead to sin. So to put to death your members would be to account themselves as having died to the old life and alive to a new life in Jesus Christ. Now think about this. Paul is saying there in Romans 6:11, reckon yourselves, account yourselves to be dead to sin. Now here he's saying, it's a little more active, he's saying put to death those members. Think about this. A characteristic of a dead person is that they do not respond. You can shake them, you can punch them, you can stick them with a pin, but they will not respond. They are dead. So to be dead to sin means that we no longer respond to the temptation, to the stimuli, to the temptation of sin. You may say, well, that's not true in my life. Well, Paul says, account it to be so. Declare yourself, I am dead to sin. I no longer respond to sin. Paul says that's the way to begin to put to death sin in your members, is to account yourself to be dead to sin. So, Paul's instructions are that we are to reckon or account that this is so. At the same time, we are to reckon or account ourselves to be alive to God. Oh, we respond to God. We are alive to His stimuli. We are alive to the nudges of His Spirit. We are alive to His Word. We are alive to God. So Paul says that's to be your testimony. You are to account yourselves dead to sin, but all alive to God, responding to God. Wow. So in this new life in Christ, we are responding to His Word. We are responding to His Spirit that are at work in us. We are not responding to the sinful passions that still lurk in our members. In verse 6, Paul reminds the Colossians that divine retribution or wrath awaits those who persist in indulging the sinful passions of the flesh. Yes, although a day of wrath is coming in which God's wrath against sin will be openly displayed, in this present day of wrath, I'm sorry, in this present day of grace, yes, a day is coming. John the Baptist preached to the religious people who came to his baptism and says, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? My friends, when we flee to Christ, we are fleeing from the wrath to come, because his redemptive work makes us free from the wrath that is coming upon the sin and rebellion of this wicked world. But in this present day of grace, we do not see God's wrath thundering from heaven on those who oppose Him. According to Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, God's wrath is presently manifest by the removal of His restraining grace from the defiant, from the rebellious, allowing them to suffer the consequences of their sinful, disobedient choices. You know, sin has its own inbuilt consequences. The ungodly will ultimately eat the fruit of their own way, it says in Proverbs 1:31. And the way we see God's wrath today being manifest is that when people harden themselves against God and they continually resist Him. You know, there's a passage there in Genesis. God said to Noah, my spirit will not always strive with man. God's spirit is striving and wooing and calling. But there comes a time where God says enough is enough. If you are insistent on going your own way, then I'm going to withdraw my restraining, wooing influence and allow you to go ahead and eat the fruit of your own ways and suffer the consequences of your decisions. Oh God, never withdraw. Please never withdraw your wooing, influencing presence of your Holy Spirit from our lives, we pray. So, Paul is talking about the truth of God that must be lived out in our lives. It can't be just a doctrine that we believe. It has to be something that is lived out. Paul wants the Colossians to know that that they're secure. Yes, it is secure position in Christ, that they have died and they now live in Him, must be more than just a nice doctrine or theological concept. It must be lived out in their daily life. And the way they begin is by putting to death those members of their body, acknowledging, accounting themselves to be dead to sin, but alive and responding unto God. Hey, that's our call today, my friends. And that's when our light will shine brightly in this dark world, as we walk out and live out the realities of the gospel and of Christ's redemptive work in our lives. I'm Eddie Hyatt, so glad you joined me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, EDDIEHYATT. You'll find articles, you'll find my blog there, and you'll find also there are videos there, there are articles, a bookstore. There's a bookstore there. Our books are on Amazon. If you'd like to make a donation to our ministry, there's a donate button there also, which would be greatly appreciated. And so join me tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.